truckers or those good mix of trucks, cars.
Half and half, and it's not real heavy. I just happened to be in a little cluster of cars a little bit ago.
Sometimes the truckers can be pretty overwhelming in some areas.
I-40 and places like that. It's just like mostly trucks when I've been there.
They dislike the station of I-40 West outside of Asheville for a ways, because I guess the last time, several times I've been through there, there was a lot of construction and there's concrete barriers up and there's trucks. It just really wasn't enough room for everybody in that little squeeze spot.
Gertrude was telling me that when she was driving in the traffic shift you were talking about, she was going about 35 because she was nervous about the barriers and the trucks and stuff were honking at her. What her name is?
Hadn't heard that one in a while. We actually had a friend that was named Gertrude when I was growing up. She was an elderly lady.
I actually dropped part of that meter in some diesel fuel that was on the ground. Do you have a good idea of what I should clean it in?
Tag gauge?
It quickly came apart. I think it just needs to be screwed back together and all that, but it also, part of it fell in some diesel that was spilled on the ground. And it's quite smelly, and I don't know what to clean it with exactly.
Probably could use some Dawn dish soap or something like that and water.
The whole thing could be submerged in water for a little bit.
That wild chat boys at AutoZone about it, is that mine or Dad's?
It is.
Nope.
Which was singing that song, I Fall to Pieces. Having the trucks around when you're having a little bit of car trouble, because I suppose if you did break down, one of them could call you some help.
Place to pull off, that wouldn't be too bad.
So they're doing the road work, it's a little disconcerting because I guess the pavement's kind of uneven and it feels like you're jerking side to side even if your wheel's straight forward.
Stuff like that's what makes me even more concerned about your tires.
Last time I was at Steve's, they were telling me it might be about time for new tires.
A long time ago.
Yes.
Give them a good exam tomorrow. Make sure you don't have any sidewalls showing or anything that makes them so dangerous. You shouldn't be on the road in them.
Really concerned about the right front.
Look at tomorrow.
Attention, but what's a good gas price right now?
I'd have to check gas pay. I think $2.99 was what I saw a lot of places. But sometimes as little as $2.70, depending on where you are. But you don't have to worry about that right now. You got a full tank.
Really monitor them.
Just rely on gas, buddy, when I get in the area I'm not familiar with and be able to pull it up and check the prices around me.
I'm fond of all the new sensors and stuff in some of the cars, but the tire pressure thing might be kind of nice.
One of them go out on my my Escape. One of the four went out, and it was going to cost me, I want to say it was like $100 or something. To replace that little sensor, they actually sit in the tire stem. I don't know how they connect it to the car, but it's a little sensor that's actually in the tire stem. And at that time, I just kept an eye on that one tire because I knew I wasn't going to keep the vehicle too much longer. I was getting to the point of needing to trade it. But I just had to keep an eye on that one that had the failed sensor.